have some really strong committees there in terms of finance committee deals with public expenditure too, you know, the public accounts committee. But in terms of justice, immigration, defence, national security, disability is a huge one, you know, and fisheries is one close to my own heart, which has been far too long to have a dedicated committee. So, yeah, I'm really pleased. And, you know, we would be able to hold government to account. We'll make sure that, you know, those jobs do their, those committees do their jobs and represent the Irish people and put a spotlight on the issues that really matter.
The question now turns to when you'll be able to hold the government to account. I understand that you have put forward a proposal that would speed up the process in terms of these committees sitting sooner rather than later.
That's correct. I mean, listen, the government have been messing around. They should have been formed 2 months ago, you know, and the speaking rights issue, as it turned out, didn't actually impact on the committees. The government will give their committee allocations to the Michael Lowry group. That will happen. It was always going to happen, so there was nothing stopping this happening 2 months ago. I've been trying to get it pushed on now, even working through the recess, the Easter recess, but it doesn't look like government are motivated to do that. So at this stage, unfortunately, you're probably talking the middle of May, which is far too long. But I'll tell you one thing, once they're up and running, we will not be found wanting. Like, we're really excited about having 7 chairpersons. And, of course, we'll have a strong representation in all committees.
And do you feel that the middle of May is even a little ambitious at that?
Well, I have to say, based on recent experience, maybe it is. Which is shocking, isn't it? I mean, we're talking then over 5 months since the general election. I mean, and as you know, Oireachtas committees are central to the democracy we live in. Huge moments people have seen where people have been held to account, brought into those committees, a huge spotlight, and really important matters. So they do really important work, deal with legislation, of course. All of that's been held back. So, you know, it is deeply frustrating. But I can tell you, once we get this over the line, we are determined that they do their job properly.